kicked over the mummified guards to be sure they were what they seemed, and both figures collapsed to the floor, the swords clattering to the cold stone. The rest of the chamber was empty. Liv was back at the box, trying to understand what had happened.
"Someone else is here," he declared. Radomir said, "What do you mean?" "Someone took him, the boy, the statue, whatever it is." "Took it where?" said Radomir. "Why?"
Radomir respected his team leader and was not used to questioning him.
"Liv, there is nobody here. I tried to turn it to lift it. It was leaden. I couldn't. Who could?"
"Give me another explanation," said Liv. "The boy wasn't alive."
Radomir shook his head, searching for answers, but then said, "But was it dead?"
Radomir understood that Liv's mission-oriented mind resisted speculation. He dealt exclusively in facts and analysis, neither of which were getting him anywhere.
Liv said, "Are you saying the boy, that thing, killed Ava?"
Radomir looked around the room of stone, set beneath a larger chamber of stone, ringed by high walls of stone.
"This place," he said, "you called it a grave. Or was it built to hold him? To venerate him? The milder climate inside here, the weird acoustics, the elaborate masonry, it makes no sense. And the wolves outside. Yes, maybe they are afraid of this place. Or maybe they are meant to surround us, to keep us here."
Liv said, "Keep us here for what?"
"Damned if I know. Damned any way you look at it. Something's ripped Ava's heart out of his chest. It punched through his rib cage. Think of the force that required. Then dug it right out of him. What can do that? And what for? To eat it?"
"No," said Liv. "I want to go there. We crashed. We're isolated here, hungry, cold. Maybe we're all in a way concussed. There's a reason for this, all of this. The boy is here somewhere, on these grounds. There is no other explanation. Whoever took him couldn't have gotten far."
"Again, Liv, they who?"
Liv shook his head, too stubborn to abandon logic. He looked down at the floor, gently tapping it with the toe of his boot, lost in thought.
"You were right," he said finally. Radomir looked at him in confusion. "Right about what?"
"We should have chopped off his head as soon as we saw it." Voices reached them from the chamber above. Angry voices. An argument.
"What now?" said Liv, leading the way, charging back up the narrow stone steps.
They ran back around the dividing stone wall into the wide chamber. Snow was blowing in from the degraded gaps in the ceiling, further embellishing the otherworldly nature of the place. The fire flickered and danced with the errant gusts of wind reverberating breathily throughout the chamber. Night had fallen outside, another storm blowing hard. Blonde Yuri gripped Timur's tactical vest, holding back the larger man from going at Daniil, who was on his feet near unconscious Oleg. Yuri and Daniil were both highly trained operators, but they had been recruited primarily for their medical and language specialities, whereas Timur was a killer through and through. Timur yelled at Daniil, who yelled back, holding his own in the argument. Radomir quickly inserted himself between the two men before it got physical.
"Break it up," commanded Liv.
Yuri released Timur when he felt him back off.
"Daniil was the last one to come outside," said Timur, his eyes fierce, finger pointed at the medic. "He was in here all alone with the radio before it was broken.